Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to spot a liar in IELTS speaking? Is it relevant? As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I often encounter students preparing for their IELTS speaking test with a mix of excitement and anxiety. One rather peculiar question I've received is, do I need to know how to spot a liar for the IELTS speaking test? Let's address this concern head on. Debunking the myth of lie detection in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test is designed to assess your English language proficiency, not your ability to detect deception. You will not be required to analyze the examiner's body language or scrutinize their words for inconsistencies. The test focuses on your ability to communicate opinions and ideas clearly and fluently, use a range of grammatical structures accurately, employ a broad vocabulary effectively, speak with clear pronunciation. Therefore, dedicate your preparation time to honing these skills rather than worrying about lie detection. Focusing on what matters, authenticity and fluency. While spotting a liar isn't relevant, what is crucial is presenting your authentic self. The examiner aims to assess your genuine language abilities. Here's how to focus on authenticity. Be yourself. Speak naturally and honestly. Trying to create a false persona will hinder your fluency and likely impact your score negatively. Express your opinions. Don't be afraid to share your viewpoints, even if they differ from the examiner's. The IELTS values the diversity of thought and encourages candidates to express themselves openly. Develop your ideas. Practice elaborating on your answers, providing reasons and examples to support your opinions. This showcases your ability to engage in meaningful conversation. Illustrative example from IELTS speaking. Let's consider a common IELTS speaking topic. Some people believe that it's important to learn about the history of other countries. Others feel it's more important to focus on the history of your own country. What is your opinion? I think it's valuable to learn about the history of other countries. It helps us understand different cultures and perspectives better. For example, studying ancient civilizations like Greece or Rome can offer insights into art, architecture, and even modern political systems. In this example, the candidate provides a clear opinion and supports it with specific examples. The focus is on clear communication and idea development, not on detecting any supposed deception from the examiner. Key takeaways. Remember, the IELTS speaking test is about demonstrating your English language skills, not your lie-detecting prowess. Focus on improving your fluency and coherence, expanding your vocabulary and grammatical range, expressing your ideas clearly and authentically. By concentrating on these core areas, you'll be well prepared to achieve your desired IELTS band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.